The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Halloween.
I was freezing out there. My wife and her friends back at the house, nestled up beside a fire, a couple glasses of wine. Oh, not old Uncle Struddy out there working the streets.
Fighting.
Alain Nazardine and I fight, and I give him a pretty good raw drink. I got him pretty good. I give it to him pretty well.
Memories.
So it's the memories. That's what you remember. Memories.
It's time for Struds On.
Vladimir Tarasenko. So he's an exciting player. He's a big part of the championship team that was the St. Louis Blues last year. About 10 months ago or so, he hurt his shoulder and, got it done, got it fixed up. And, with the time off and all that, he's able to jump back into the playoffs. And I remember watching him play, and he just looked, it didn't look like himself. You know, after that long off, even though you may be feeling good, you haven't been in game action, your shot's probably not normal, everything's a little bit off. And he just wasn't quite himself. So, it's been announced that he's left the bubble to go to St. Louis to get reevaluated on the shoulder that he had worked on. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not pretending to know. I have any inside scoops. But when a player returns home at any time, regular season, playoffs, whatever it is, whatever situation it is, when he leaves to go home to get checked on, generally speaking, that's not a good sign because the trainer that's here or the doctor that's wherever you're at can't figure out what the issue is or maybe can't deal with whatever the issue is, and they want to go get it checked out for a deeper evaluation. So that's pretty scary because that'd be if he needs to get surgery again. And I'm not saying he will, but if he would, that'd be like three surgeries. That's a lot of surgeries on a shoulder. So for Vladdy Tarasenko, it's harder. When you come back, I never had any major operations like that. But, when I came back from a bad shoulder or a bad knee or a broken hand, whatever it was, I wanted to test it right away. I wanted to see how it felt. I wanted to push someone or hit someone or take a shot or get hit or whatever it was. And just try to feel it. And when you know your body, and there's injured and there's hurt. And sometimes you're hurting, you kind of keep playing and keep going. But when you're injured and something isn't right, you just know it. And, obviously he knew it because he really never got into his groove. He really never got it going with this replay in. And, the only thing I can compare it to, I remember when I tore my labrum in my shoulder, which is a pretty big injury. I heard it. I think it was against, Ottawa. And then, I think I heard it against Dallas, and I didn't want to tell anyone because I was getting to play a ton and my shoulder was so sore. I remember I was then with my wife, my then wife or girlfriend and soon to be wife, and my mom, and my dad were in town in Chicago, and I was in this department store, and it was hurting me so bad. I actually went and hid behind some clothes and took a knee, and I was almost in tears. It was so painful, but I was like, I just got to keep playing. It's just a tweak, and little did I know I tore my labrum. And but it was really painful. And then I finally got hit in Ottawa. Chris Neal hit me, and I could have been hit by a fly, and I was done. I was like, I'm done. They went and got checked, and like, oh yeah, there's something major, and I was sent home. So I know a little bit about the shoulder issues and stuff like that. So when I did come back, I wanted to test it right away, and I did test it. I think, I got hit right away, and okay, I'm back in business. But all this stuff, it just takes time to feel right. And you as an athlete know, and most people too, they know if your body is hurt or injured, and there's a big difference. So I'm just guessing in this situation, there's something more significant than him coming back in 2 weeks, which is too bad because the way St. Louis is playing now, if they had a healthy going Vladdy Tarasenko, it'd really help because that guy, he was a big part of their help last time for sure.